What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-year-old 5-5. Been away for a couple of weeks. It could be more because I lost track of time. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-year-old 5-5. What can I tell if you're into me?
Hey y'all, what's up? This is Maureen Azudeh and y'all are listening to and watching Diary of a Bad Bitch. I'm back, you guys. Happy New Year. How are you? I apologize for the wait. I've been working on some cool new additions to the podcast, so I'm really excited. So this week, this week, but no, y'all, there's really a lot of really cool additions that I'm making. I'm really working on it. Creatively, you know, when you're doing something that's new, it takes a moment for you to put it out because you want it to be perfect. And I just want it to be perfect, but it's already in the making and in the works. And I pray to God, inshallah, everything, that it is out by Thursday, the latest Friday. So please be on the lookout for that. And thank you for sticking around while I was out here like figuring out this new wave of Diary of a Bad Bitch. But I will still be always doing these more like intimate discussions with you guys about what's going on in my head, because there's so much that's been going on in my head that I've been thinking about, that as always I enjoy being open and sharing everything with y'all. And that takes me correctly to today's topic. So the other day, me and my mom were just chilling in the kitchen, and she was telling me, she just asked me, she's like, you know what, Maka, there's like something that I think about. How do you actually have a relationship, you know? And I'm like, well, you know, you have your friends that you hang out with for fun, and then you have your friends and people that you do shit with for serious, you know? And then you have people like, for example, you go to the club with, and then you have people that you'd hang out with when something serious goes on in your life, you know? And that was basically my simple answer. And then my mom just laughed at me because she's like, you know, you always have such a simple way sometimes of like putting things. But then she said, no, I really mean like, how do you communicate with someone, you know? How do you not cross lines? And what she means by not cross lines is there's obvious lines that are set, things that you would never do to a friend or a person in general because you have morals. But she meant like, how do I be nice to someone without compromising myself? Because I have the same issue too. Like, me and my mom are a lot alike. As I get older, I look a lot like her. And we kind of deal with people in similar ways. Like, I learn from my mom's mistakes and I work on not dealing with people in those ways. But then also, you know, I am a nice person and I just have this issue of where I can be too friendly to where when it comes down to business and I express myself, it tends to offend the other person in a way, which is weird. So I totally understand where my mom was coming from. And when I was going to give her an answer, something came up and we never got to finish that discussion. So I completely forgot that. And then I'm sitting in the car today and I was listening to Super Soul Sunday, Oprah's podcast. And on it was the author of The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. If y'all have not read that book, if you have not heard of that book, at least read the back of it. Go check it out. It's a really good book. It's just a really great book. I had to rebuy it recently because I lost my first copy of it. So this is my second time reading the book. And I picked up way more things, I guess, because of I've actually experienced a lot more things since the first time I read the book. So I was able to apply it in new ways. And it was really awesome picking up that book, especially in a time where I was doubting myself and doubting the direction of my choices and my future and things like that. So Oprah had asked Paulo Coelho a question. She said, how do you love? And when she said that, it like hit me in the heart. And I remembered my mom's question of how do you have relationships? And I think that was my mom's question of asking the same thing Oprah asked, how do you love? So Paulo Coelho gave his answer. You know, he's just like, by being yourself, being open, you know, understanding people, empathizing with people, you know, the answers that seem obvious, you know, at least to me, they seemed obvious. And I was thinking on it, and then it brought me from my mom's situation to a situation that happened to me this past weekend with someone who was providing a service to me. So me and this woman are cool, you know. Like I said, I don't care who you are. I don't care what job you're doing for me, for anyone. I just basically, I don't care. I truly, genuinely get along with everybody. I truly, genuinely treat everyone as if we've known each other for a minute, regardless. And obviously, I know the bounds of certain situations, but at the same time, my issue is that I am too kind to sometimes where it's sad, it's a fault. And that's something that bothers me because it's like, how is it a fault that I'm too kind? Like, how is it a fault that I'm a kind person, I'm a friendly person? Don't you want to be around someone that can make you forget that you're even doing a job? Don't you want to be around someone that could like at least let you forget your worries and your doubts and you can just laugh and have a good time at least for a moment, you know? So that's how I see it, okay? And I've had a previous issue with someone who was doing a providing a service to me. And I just gave them a criticism after this is like months of knowing each other and everything. And I just wasn't satisfied. That person totally blew up on me. It involved lawyers and this woman because she like, basically she tried to defame me on LinkedIn and tagged me. It was a real shit show. But that case was one, that case was, it wasn't even, it didn't even get to be a case because the woman like reeled it in and realized like, yo, I'm fucking with someone who's like 23. I was 23 at the time and she was in her 40s and she was just mad at me because I told her like, I'm just not happy with what you did and I'd like you to do a better job or refund me. So that was basically that whole situation. That was a horrible thing. And I told myself, Maureen, you have to do better at understanding the bounds, or you know, you just can't be friendly to people that you're paying slash they're providing you a service. So I told myself that, and since then, you know, I have done a better job of not being as open and being as close, and it's worked with all the people that I, from my eyebrow lady to like to everybody that does things for me, you know, like I figured out how to be kind, still friendly, still myself, but still be able to voice my opinion. So it worked out great up until this weekend when I got a service provided for me and I wasn't satisfied with it. I was coordinating with her for the week to come see her so that we could discuss it and she could help me fix it and then we could go on about our days, you know, cool, whatever. Something came up on Friday for her and, sorry y'all, I'm like recounting the story in my head. So something came up on Friday for her and she hit me up like an hour and a half before the appointment saying like, just come tomorrow. And I was like a little annoyed because the distance from my place to where she's at is just far. But then I understand that shit happens in life and, you know, whatever. So I just disregarded it. I let it slide. And I was like, okay, whatever. What time should I come? I patiently wait for her to text me back that night, text me back all day Saturday. She doesn't hit me up. So I'm just looking at what she did for me and I'm like low-key annoyed. I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about it throughout the day. I'm just like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm going to hit her up because I assumed that she would hit me up, at least let me know because I was waiting. I was waiting that day. So I texted her a first draft and I rewrote it because I'm like, no, you know, I don't want to come off rude. Like, how would I feel if I was in her position? / I don't even know for real what's actually going on in her life. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, like, why didn't you do this? Blah, 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 and everything. I'm empathetic. I understand. So I sent her a text that was just like everything I said, you know, hey, you hit me up. You didn't get back to me. I let it slide. What else did I say? I let it slide. You know, I understand that things come up in life. I would have appreciated it, or something along these lines. Remember, I'm like summarizing these things. I would have appreciated it if you got back to me, just so I know, because I'm running on a schedule as well. And then I listed out my criticisms of, or the feedback, criticisms, whatever you want to call it, just the things I was unsatisfied with, because I told her I was unsatisfied with the service. And, you know, these are things I wanted to talk about with you when I came in. So I didn't feel like it was too rough. I felt like it was something that a customer would say if they were unsatisfied. At least for me, I felt that was more on the kind side of things, because I was considering our relationship, again, me being nice, me being like overly kind. And then she responds saying, just bring it back on Monday. And I was like, well, I can't come Monday. I can come Tuesday or Wednesday. Then she sent me a whole response where I totally felt like she overreacted. And let me say, during this time, I really felt, I felt like all this anxiety, because I've just been feeling this anxiety with her the whole time. So basically, I knew, my body knew something was happening. Something was about to happen, right? So, she like tells me that I was disrespectful, saying let it slide, that I set a horrible, she never came at me with a tone like the tone that I set with her just through this text. And she said she apologized for not hitting me up, but after this time that she fixes the service she provided for me, she doesn't want me to come to her shop anymore, and she doesn't want to provide services for me anymore. So I'm just like, what? I'm just like, are you serious? How did you get I was upset from saying I was unsatisfied? Like, what is going on? And I'm just like, whenever people lash out, it's usually because they're going through things. And I totally understand that, because I've been like that as well. Like, I have my bitch moments too. And, you know, I always hope that people can understand, like, yo, even though I'm not telling you, I'm hurting, or I'm worried, or I'm concerned about something, and whatever. So I'm just like, I responded to her. I'm like, I wasn't being disrespectful. I'm talking to you as a customer, and you know, I don't know where you got that I set the tone other than positive since we've met. And that was all basically I could say. No response, which is fine. I don't need a response. I'm going to go back and get my service provided for me. But no, I will not be going back there, because, you know, you have to respect yourself. And it just takes me back to, how do you love? Because truly, it's hard to love in a world where everyone is just going through so much that people hurt people. And then it's hard to want to remain a kind, nice person, want to remain that shining bright light. You know, it's really difficult. And I think about how you see mean people all over the place. Some people are just genuinely genetically mean people, but then there's other people that have truly just been hurt, that they've just decided, like, guard up, it's easier for me to live my life like this, call it a day, and keep it moving, keep it pushing, you know? But I don't feel that way. I feel like if you really feel that way about life, that's all you're gonna get. And for me, I know that I'm gonna come across people that are going through so many things that they might think I'm the trigger, I'm the easy target for them, you know, because of my kindness and my niceness. And I will still be aware of knowing that, you know, I have to understand how to move in certain situations. But at the same time, everybody really needs love. And it's not only romantic love. It's not only like sex love. It's not only, you really still need to love people. And I guess that's something in life that everybody's really trying to understand. How do you love? It's a question that I can't even answer. It's a question that, like I told y'all in the beginning, I like really summed up so briefly, but it's not even that. It's really difficult. And you never want to be discouraged because just as much as you want love, other people want love too, you know? So that's something that I think about. And it's something that I know I'll figure out throughout life. But one thing's for sure, all the nice people out there, still be kind, still be nice. Someone told me that they're like, one of your best qualities is your kindness, and never let that go despite whatever goes on in your life. And just like my mom, you know, I'm never going to let that go. You just have to find your boundaries, other people's boundaries, respect that and keep it moving. Because I know, like, for me in my life, I enjoy making people happy. I enjoy being happy. I've been gone, y'all, but I've just been feeling so good, you know, and I've just been able to work through so many things. And that's just something I want to really spread to y'all too, while I'm doing this and starting this new season of Diary of a Bad Bitch. So thank y'all so much for listening. We'll continue next week. Have a good day. And that's it for today's episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye, y'all. I'm a 9-5-5. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-5-5. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-5-5. Been away for a couple of weeks. Could be more because I lost track of time. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-5-5. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-5-5. What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9-5-5. Been away for a couple of weeks.